hide and seek.
You were playing hide and seek. What did you call the thing that you had to get back to? So you
were home base. Our base.
Anything else you used to do when you were a kid?
I played dolls. Climb trees. Could always climb a tree, but could never get down out of it. Some kind of game with a ball. We bounce the ball under your leg and over your leg and up against the side of the house. I don't know what you call it, though.
Did you learn? I guess you started swimming pretty early.
Well, no. My mother was deathly afraid of the water, and so she said we could go swim. My sister and I could go swim when we learned how to swim. And I learned to swim by being pushed off of the dock at the Cove Hotel in 20 feet of water, and there was only one way to get out, and that was swim to the beach.
Yeah, I guess you had to swim, right?
My children were taught a little differently. They were swimming by the time they were four.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you would play on? So when you were, did you ever have kinds of toys you might play on? So if you went to a park.
Well, we're not exposed to a lot of that when I was growing up here because we had a park, but there was no equipment in there for children to play on. I had a bicycle and roller skates. There were a few sidewalks in Panama City at that time, and you could skate.
What kind of equipment would you expect to find if you went to a park now?
Oh, jungle gym, parallel bars, monkey bars, seesaws, swings, slides.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that kind of, say you got a kid through this and you got a stump or something like this, and I think you might see him lay on the bed down and anchor a board in the middle and go around.
Uh-huh.
You call that?
Well, I used to do that all the time. I don't know what you would call that. Mm-hmm. Put a board on a log. And a springboard kind of thing, and one you jump on one end, the other go up. Teeter totter? I don't think so. That wouldn't be a teeter. I don't guess we had any name for that, but we did do that.
You ever seen them anchor that board down and just go around it?
Yeah.
In a circle?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Merry-go-round, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard Flying Jenny for that?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but never used it.
And if you see two kids and they're out, on the seesaw going like this, you say they're doing one there.
Seesawing.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You said that you're talking about stove and things like that. Did you say that your grandmother had a stove that burnt coal or wood?
Wood.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the thing that ran from the stove to the chimney?
The flue?
Some other names for implements. What would you call it? It's kind of a little vehicle, say that you want to move something that's very heavy. It's got a wheel in the front, a pickup, something like that.
Wheelbarrow?
Have you heard that call anything else?
Mm-mm.
Ever heard the term Georgia buggy?
Mm-mm. Never have.
What about the thing that you would say sharpen the knife on?
Whetstone.
What if you want to sharpen it big like an axe?
I guess that'd be a big whetstone on a wheel, you know. I don't know.
Ever heard grindstone for that?
Yeah, heard grindstone.
And let's see. If you take your car down to have it serviced, they would do what to it?
Check it over? I don't know.
They take some black stuff.
You grease it?
You got that all over your hands will be
greasy.
And they might put some stuff in there, in your crankcase might open it. What?
Oil.
You have a special name for the kind of stuff that you would use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Ever heard that call anything
else? Fuel oil. But I don't guess you would consider kerosene a fuel oil.
Have you ever seen a kind of makeshift lamp where you had just, say, a bottle and some rags in it. Some kerosene. You ever seen that kind of thing?
Mm-mm.
And we're talking about cars. What would you call the thing that on the tire used to, you know, kids?
The rim or the hubcap?
Yeah, or the thing you had to blow up. Blow up the
tube.
Somebody told me it was dangerous to swim with those.
I grew up with them. Yeah.
I didn't learn how to swim.
When my mother let me out of the water when she didn't know we were gone.
I never learned to swim either for the same reason. I still don't know.
Really? You better learn. At least how to tread water.
When you, see, when you have a new boat and gonna put it in the water for the first time, or a new ship, especially, let's say you're going to do what?
Launch it.
Use that of talking about a small boat.